Welcome to WellPath's Hope and Healing Podcast, a unique and new way that we stay connected with the field to talk about patients, people, and our partners.
Hello, team. I am Justin Searle, Executive Vice President. I support our local detention centers in the Western U.S. I'm checking in from my home in Golden, Colorado. For those of you who don't know me, I'm a husband, I'm a father, I'm a huge fan of many things outdoors. I've been at WellPath since late 2019. I've been in healthcare for the last 10 years or so, and I was in the Navy the 10 years prior to that. So what we're doing here is we're going to be starting some brief messages. We're calling these WellPath's Hope and Healing Podcast. Let me start with the why. I've heard on many of my visits and through our engagement survey that we can do better with communicating what's going on and getting out information that's important to you. And we can do that in ways beyond how we've done that traditionally. And by that, I mean, whether it's word of mouth or email. And so this podcast is one way that we're trying to address that. We're trying to keep all of us informed about what's going on in the business, what's happening nationally and locally, and what we're doing to continuously improve how we care for our patients and our people and how all of that impacts you. I'm aiming to keep these brief and relevant and address the areas that are important to you. We do have an email address to which you can send questions, comments, concerns. It is one word, lgwestinfo, as in local government west, lgwestinfo@wellpath.us. LG West Info. So going forward, we want to do interviews. We want to highlight awesomeness. And we really want to have some fun here too. Every time we get together, I'm going to highlight some portion, maybe all of our five P's. That's patients, people, partners, process, and performance. Today, I want to cover three things: COVID-19, priorities in 2021, and I want to recognize some of our outstanding teammates. So for COVID-19, I want to talk about some of the work that we've been doing with different governments to try to get you and our patients faster access to vaccines. Teresa Koberlein is our Vice President of Government Affairs, and so she, along with local leadership, and that's me included, but Teresa especially, has been working tirelessly with governments to ensure that our people and our patients can get into those higher phases of vaccine distributions, meaning let's get them as quickly as possible. That's just one example of many, but I do want you to know that we've got teams of folks that are advocating on your behalf at all levels of government. That's local on up to the federal government in Washington, D.C. My second piece on COVID-19 is that vaccinations are here and you can help. So please ensure proper storage, handling, and administration of the vaccine. Consult your leaders or your COVID vaccine champions at your site for how to do that correctly. I do want to say thank you for treating these vaccines like the precious resource that they are. This is all about us bringing healing to our patients and our people. If you've got questions about that vaccine, we've got a phone number for you to dial where we've got folks standing by to help answer questions. That's 844-244-3556. So if you've got COVID-19 vaccine questions, feel free to drop a line on the folks at 844-244-3556. Quick plug, I want to hear about what's important to you so that we can talk about what's important to you. Send us an email at lgwestinfo@wellpath.us. That's lgwestinfo, all one word, @wellpath.us. Now shifting gears, I'd love to talk about what's going to be important for us in 2021. Got three priorities, and all of them point towards providing excellent care to our patients or bringing our care to patients that we don't currently see. Number one is improving retention. We're going to have a special focus on keeping our new hires. Now, I think we know intuitively that more stable care teams deliver better care for our patients. And so our goal here is to keep two of every three new hires for their first year. That's keep two of every three new hires. I'll be honest, we got some work to do. In many cases and sites around the country, we're doing probably half as well as that. We're keeping one in three if we're doing that well. So our goal is to keep two out of every three. How can you help? Create a welcoming environment. Celebrate a teammate's first day. Provide empathetic coaching to help get our new people up to speed. I've got a plea for you. Please don't eat the young and discourage others from eating the young. Make them feel part of the team. You can help us find new people, refer your friends to come work with us. Remember that golden rule from kindergarten, treat people the way you want to be treated. So improving retention, keeping two out of every three new hires. Number two, thoughtful use of resources. So we're looking at trying to make sure that we've got the right balance of help and leadership resources across the country to get the right amount of support for our patients, our people, meaning you, and our partners, meaning our clients. Our ultimate objective is to make sure that you and every single one of our teammates is working at the top of their license or their job title. In other words, making sure you're working on the right stuff. How can you help? Be thoughtful and engage your supervisor to make sure you're working on the right stuff, given whatever your license or job is. And please be thoughtful about how you use your time and your workflows and your tasks. Focus on the important versus the urgent. And this will ultimately ensure we're delivering the best possible care to our patients that we can. Number three, improve our stewardship. So I reflected on this, and I think that we've all got people, things, or resources for which we're responsible. It might be things like tape, gauze, or pharmaceutical inventory, or it might be something like the team that we support or the budget that we have. But either way, we want to focus on taking really good care of the things in our control, or in other words, being good stewards, so that we can continue to take great care of our patients for our current partners and clients, and bring that same excellent care that we deliver to even more patients in the future. So how can you help? Please think about your own stewardship in relation to the things that you're responsible for, and share any ideas around how to improve with your supervisor. Most importantly, I'd say, please keep delivering the excellent care to our patients that you already are. So just to recap our three priorities, improve retention. When I say that, you can think of stable care teams. Thoughtful use of resources. You might think about working at the top of your license. And then thirdly, improve stewardship. So taking care of the things for which you're responsible. Improve retention, thoughtful use of resources, and improve stewardship. Remember, all of these things, all of them, are aligned with providing excellent care to our patients now, or being able to provide the same excellent care that we bring to our patients today to more patients in the future. Let me wrap up with some recognition. So our five H's are hunger, honesty, hard work, humility, and humor. I've been able to visit a bunch of sites over the last few weeks, and I think everyone out there deserves recognition for the tremendous work that's been done this past year. But I do want to highlight just a couple that stand out for me. For hard work, Katie Ryan, HSA, and her team at Clark County, which is in Las Vegas, Nevada, they've achieved some very remarkable feats. Their teamwork and leadership has positioned them to receive an unprecedented NCCHC accreditation for the mental health program. So congratulations on that front. Secondly, the work that they've been doing with their state immunization program has them positioned to begin administering COVID vaccines to patients in the next few weeks. I think you all might be one of the first ones that'll be vaccinating patients. Second recognition, humility. This one goes out to Terry Ramirez, the assistant HSA at Fresno. Terry's humility and her positive attitude are infectious. It makes people want to be around her. And I'd like to say a special thanks for running up to Sonoma County to help out with that behavioral health program up there. Okay, we want your feedback. We want to hear about and talk about what's important to you. So please send emails with kudos, questions, comments, concerns to lgwestinfo@wellpath.us. That's lgwestinfo@wellpath.us. Couple of public service announcements, and then I'll let you get back to your day. Please go get your vaccine. I got my first dose almost a couple weeks ago. Thank you to Monica and Desiree at Jefferson County, Colorado, for helping me out with that. Please go take care of yourself. I'm reminded of a quote, "One cannot pour from an empty cup." I know people are tired and COVID fatigue is setting in. Please work with your supervisor to schedule time to recharge batteries away from work and try to find some work-life balance. Finally, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm full of gratitude for all that each of you do to take excellent care of our patients and to take excellent care of each other. I'm signing off now. I'm very much looking forward to talking to you next time on WellPath's Hope and Healing Podcast.
Thank you for listening to WellPath's Hope and Healing Podcast. We'll see you next time. Always do the right thing.